AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill tonight, senators are working on a proposal to end the Homeland Security shutdown that's led to mass travel disruptions. Saka Magani has the latest.
Many airport security lines are still long. DHS says more than 450 TSA agents who haven't been paid since mid-February have quit.
It is time to end this.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune wants Democrats to back a potential breakthrough deal to fund much of the department, but leave out key ICE operations at the impasse's core. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says they'll look at the proposal.
But it's got to be consistent if it's going to deal with ICE, with the types of changes that are bold, meaningful, and dramatic.
President Trump is also noncommittal.
I think any deal they make, I'm pretty much not happy with it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal investigators say a runway warning system did not sound an alarm before an Air Canada jet and a fire truck collided at New York's LaGuardia Airport Sunday night because the fire truck did not have a transponder. Two pilots were killed. President Trump says his top aides are in talks with Iran to end the war, even as Iranian missiles and drones targeted Israel and sites across the Mideast today. And Lisa Dwyer has a jury verdict in a major lawsuit.
A New Mexico jury has found social media conglomerate Meta harmful to children's mental health in violation of the state's consumer protection law. Jurors found there were thousands of violations, each counting separately towards a penalty of $375 million. New Mexico's case was among the first to reach trial in a wave of litigation involving social media platforms and their impacts on children. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Githin Coolbaugh catches us up now on the women's bracket of college basketball's March Madness and some early ratings.
Top overall seed UConn breezed to its 52nd straight victory, routing ninth-seeded Syracuse 98-45 to reach the Sweet 16 in the women's NCAA tournament. Hazy Fudd scored 34 points.
I felt like I reached flow state for a second. My teammates were just finding me.
Hannah Hidalgo's near triple-double helped sixth-seeded Notre Dame upset third-seeded Ohio State. 10th-seeded Virginia became the first four team to reach the Sweet 16. Sunday's Amaya Battle's last-second jumper helped four-seeded Minnesota reach the Sweet 16 with a 65-63 upset of fifth-seeded Ole Miss. According to Nielsen, the NCAA tournament averaged 9.8 million viewers for the first 3 days, representing a 5% increase from last year. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.